evening, everyone. Good evening. How are you all tonight? Is it cold where you are, or is it warm? This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm talking to you on Radiance by Design here on wonderful BBS Radio. And I'm looking forward to talking to you. For those of you who listen to Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, we talked to Christian Minson, and he was teaching us some breathing. And, of course, a lot of us on the path have all kinds of breathing exercises, so I think that's what we're going to emphasize on tonight, is talking about the breath and breathing for the sake of your enlightenment, for the sake of healing, for the sake of clearing, for anything that you're trying to do. Even I was just writing some notes on it a few minutes ago, and I went, wow, it's even for beauty, isn't it? Of course, if you don't breathe, then we know what that means, unless you're in samadhi and you're lying on some nails, a bed of nails in India, but most of us aren't capable of that. So we're going to talk about breathing and how really important it is to learn to do conscious breathing. And in the meantime, what we're also going to do is our sacred geometric meditations. And remember, the sacred geometry shapes are really portable. You create them with your mind, and you create a space in which you can do research, you can do healing, you can do manifestation, visualizations, you can heal yourself, you can protect yourself from, you know, crowds and all kinds of invasions. So I really love it when we do it together. And one of the things I love about this show, Radiance by Design, is I feel, because it's a call-in show, I really feel the waves of connection amongst us all. It creates a tremendous community. One of the things I wanted to do, why I did radio in the first place, was because I wanted to connect with a lot of people and connect with the fact that many of us are sending waves of consciousness out into the collective, not just from BBS Radio, but there's a lot of people on BBS Radio doing that. So you and I are participating in a wonderful, contagious waving of consciousness out there. So let's get to work on our sacred geometric structures, and then I'm going to have you call in, and we're also going to learn some breathing techniques or share ideas about breathing or have you call in about, stressful things that are going on or things you're dealing with and how the breath might help you. And so let's start off by closing our eyes, unless you're driving or walking on a sidewalk or the edge of a cliff with your cell phone. Okay, and now above your head, let's call in, first of all, call in the presence, the awareness of the presence. I like doing that. As soon as we call that in, I feel such a shift. And now above your head, about 2 miles, see there a golden ball. It's made of beautiful gold. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about your waist, drop a four-sided pyramid. And it's also gold lines. And that's about 20 feet out from your body. And then upside down, meeting it point by point, another four-sided pyramid, the point of which touches the lower golden ball. And now you're in your octahedron, eight-sided figure. And then around yourself, create a crystal ball. And what colors do you see in your crystal ball? It's pretty amazing how that can change colors, or you'll get a reflection of what's going on in your world by the colors that show up. And inside of that, be in your double tetrahedron. And that's a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. Remember, the bases meet so that you're in a diamond shape. And now let's spin and spin and spin in our double tetrahedron. And as we spin and spin and spin, I want you to look at the screen. There's a magical screen in front of you. And on that magical screen, remember, we're going to place little movies of what it is we want to do or be or create. Now, the first one I always like to put in, it's all about me with me. What is it I want to be when I grow up? Well, obviously, we're going to keep growing and growing this life, next life, the infinite process of the soul unraveling. And I like to see myself as very multidimensional. But as it was reminded to me by Jackie's team recently, you also want to be very grounded. Just being multidimensional without any grounding can be pretty ditzy-making, can't it? So I see myself as well-grounded but multidimensional. And I always want to have access to all those layers and those dimensional aspects. What is it you want? What are you putting up there in that first movie? And I'll just wrap that movie in light and move on to the next. Now, we all have a project that we want to achieve. And maybe your project is having a home and family and a relationship. Maybe your project is building a house, writing a book, making a movie, traveling the world over. It really doesn't matter. See yourself in that project, developing more and more and more of the details of that project. And remember to see all the resources coming to you. The resources come to absolutely surround you with ideas, the people that it takes to bring the ideas into place, the funding. And now see yourself in that project, and you're enjoying it, and you're having a blast, and it's got an unfoldment about it, so it's got a life and a cherishable way of being. It means it's fun, and you're in your light. Remember, these kinds of projects probably are the ones that touch our soul's journey and really bring us home and into fulfillment of ourselves, don't they? And I'm seeing, you know, it's funny today, mine is split in two. I see two projects, and I see the pieces coming together beautifully, and I see the resources which can sustain them just absolutely flooding my pictures. And what do you see? Wrap it all in light and let it stew or gestate. And now we're going to move to our galactic healing center. We draw this huge center, however you see it, fill it with light, and now put in it a healing table and call in your healing team. We all have access to healing teams. And then the team surrounds the table, and the first person who comes in to lie on the table is, ta-da, you. So you lay on the table and either ask for the kind of healing you want or for the kind of instruction you want, or just let them work on you. Who's in your team? And watch as they work on you. And you also want to be given some instruction about how to continue with the process of healing in yourself. That's good. Sometimes when I'm given instruction, it's like I want to write it down because it's really a surprise to me. And when I ask for instruction for myself, they show me that there's a deep integration within myself that needs to continue so that my project will just shine. What kind of information are you getting about you? Now wrap that scenario in light so it can be stewed or continued. And now bring yourself the next client, the next person whose healing you're very interested in, and have that person arrive on the healing table or just show up in the room, be surrounded by the replicated healing team, and ask what this person needs, or pray to be shown what this person needs or wants in terms of healing. Okay. And that's from some instruction. I see them moving. Like I always say, I have this real character in there who's a funny little, looks like an ET, small. And he seems to be drawing as this kind of weird contraption, which seems to be a bit like a vacuum. And it draws out of the person some of the deeper, deeper emotional storage, which might have come from many other lives. And this person has it in her chest, in her stomach, and her head. And this one is very interesting because she has extra weight on her, which she doesn't like, and she doesn't know where it comes from, and she's extremely frustrated about her life. She's quite angry because her life hasn't gone the way she believes it should have gone, given the work she's done. And it seems like what they're doing is sucking out of her body-mind these old frequencies that represent old beliefs, patterns, and programs. And she seems to be sitting on the table. She doesn't want to lie down. But she's getting way thinner underneath, as if all that bulking out that seemed to protect her is being smoothed and soothed. It's very interesting. Yes. And you know, it's funny, with this one, I'm seeing that they're saying she is to feel cherished. She has never felt really loved. And this is one of the problems with this weight. And I haven't seen it that way before, but that's what they're saying. So they're telling her that they cherish her and they love her. And remember, you're the only one in the universe with your role. So that's a pretty good message, isn't it? Now let's wrap that one in light and bring in the next person. You, somebody of your choice or who just shows up. All right, and have this person lay out on the table. This one has just had fresh surgery and is really struggling and is very stumbly. Okay, and so they're moving energy through her hip and her spine and the upper and the thoracic and sorting out muscles. Apparently in the muscles there's been some strange activity and in the feet, and they're pulling out old frequencies and straightening out her energy. Who are you working with in there? Mm-hmm. And feel free to work with any situations that you want to when you're in the healing room. But let's wrap this one in light. And this one's got quite a bit of stretching in her muscle tone, the ability to stretch her hips and her legs and her feet and her toes. And also the relevant areas of the brain seem to be being worked on. Mm-hmm. Now we'll wrap her in light. And now let's bring ourselves into the political situation that you'd like to address. It seems like things are kind of strident around the world of a certain kind of a flavor of economic dominance and some a question about who to trust and what's going on there. And I want to say to you that remember the reflection of out there is all from within each of us. So each of us needs to experience that place within ourselves where we have such a fear and a need for security that we would take so many possessions just for ourselves and not consider the interaction and the integration with all of the planet and all other people. So let's everybody find that place in ourselves. We have some of it, small or big. And pull it up and release it. Pull it up and then release it. And then once again, let's send the love light. Draw the love light down through the tops of our heads and send it from our chest out to absolutely swaddle? What is the word? To roll round and round and round the world, where harmonizing energies need to be increased and respect and love need to be increased, and where Mother Earth's appreciation for her bounty needs to be blessed, until we cover the whole world with a bright pink, kind of a salmon pink light. And move it round and round and round the world. And bring that sense of harmony back to our chests and fill our bodies. Good. And now we're going to close off the healing center. We're going to step back into the double tetrahedron. And we're going to spin and spin and spin for a few minutes. Yeah, spin and spin and spin. And then when you're ready, land here with me. Again, this is Veronica Entwistle. And today we're going to talk about breath, or the breath. Now, I know some of you out there have done a lot of rebirthing. There's a lot of different styles of breathing. But I just want to say some of the basic stuff, which is that a lot of us, when we're tense, breathe very shallowly, right? And I was, you know, I remind us all that what we are first is we're vibrational vehicles of light. And we have subtle bodies. And in those bodies, there's an awful lot of subtle bodies in the body. It's chakras. and we've got auric bodies and so on. And in those bodies is a huge number of reactions and beliefs and so on that are present. And apparently, according to ancient Eastern mythology or spiritual teachings, it is very, very possible for us to be breathing in such a way as to actually hook into the way all these spiritual bodies have encoded old beliefs and limitations. And when we hook into it the right way with the breath, moving energy, because you notice when you're, we're vibrational vehicles of light, I just said that, and when you're moving your energy through breath and you really get it going, what happens, you feel that frequency move going through your body. And as it touches, as it moves into the various subtle bodies, it's amazing how it can literally unhook the way your limitations and so on have been fastened into your auric fields. It's pretty fascinating what we can do. And so what style of breathing? How many of you right now, I'm going to just drop into your body right now and ask yourself, how is your breathing today? Are you breathing deeply and steadily? Are you breathing energetically? Is your breath expanding your chest, or is it tightening things? Just take a look and just watch it for a minute. Now we're going to do a couple of exercises. Let's see. I'll do them for like 30 seconds, which is a long time on the radio. But I want you to do this with me, if you will. Is don't be standing up on one foot or anything, because you'll probably fall over. I want you to do 30 seconds of rapid panting through the nose whilst, remember this, whilst you're doing it, I want you to focus on a light running through your body. If you want, you can focus on your chakras too. But what we're just going to do is 30 seconds, and I want you to feel how you feel right now and then how you feel at the end of 30 seconds, okay? Ready? Go! That's funny to me. How do you feel right now? Look at your hands and look at your feet. Look at your head. And how does it feel to do breathing? I'm going to get you to call in, and we're going to talk about some of the issues and episodes that you're having in your life. And I really want you to call in tonight. And then we're going to do some breathing to see if we can alleviate the symptoms or the tensions. So here's the number, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And I really want you to call in. Make my life absolutely joyous with your questions and your comments and your little stories, which I really love. Here we go. Okay, so the whole point of the breathing exercises is that, you know, that we have blocks of, we're beings of light. You're an amazing being of light. And in that light, you have taken on some storages, and these are blocks of energy that prevent your light. And breathing consciously is a great way to release that. So remember, in our consciousness of radiance by design, in our conscious patternings, that's what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is choose to pattern ourselves consciously. And in our longing for the light, it's a great way to release them. So we got the clutter from reactions and fears or childhood experiences and so on. And when we do our breathing, we can actually clear a lot of that. I'm going to take a look at somebody out there and talk to somebody who isn't calling in, but I'm looking at you, okay? Ooh! There's somebody who wouldn't consider calling in. She's very, very, very upset. And she's really distressed right now. And what I see is a whole bunch of really sad turmoil energy in her body and you know, when we get sad, sometimes our structure, our whole body posture gets to be really kind of weak. She's kind of folded up. She's kind of curled up. And in that being curled up, her breath is really cluttered. So at the top of her chest, remember your chest, the chakra for your chest is the courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love chakra. And that's the one where we have depression, sadness, and so on. We hold our shoulders in a curve forward and we block the energy movement there. So my friend who's sitting there looking very grief-struck, Goody, I'm glad you called. I'll be with you in 1 minute. I'm looking at her and going, if we could breathe, if she could breathe, and you know I'm doing this psychically right now, as if we're breathing really deeply right down into the dantian, down around below the navel, breathing, say, 10 or 20 times, or sometimes it's like for 5 minutes. I look at it and I watch that her chest would start to open, and the solution, sometimes the insight and the actual enlightenment aspect of what she's going through, the alleviation of incredible grief, would be aided by doing that. So I'm going to take my caller, and we're going to send light to my friend who's grief-struck here. Good afternoon. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. How are you tonight?
I'm really good. How are you?
That's wonderful. I wonder if you can help me with a little problem I have in my job. There's a lot of anger in my job. I work with the public and the economy and money being like a roller coaster ride. And I sometimes work with people that are very angry and they dwell on the negative of what's wrong with where we work. And sometimes one of them is kind of bipolar. She's friendly. And other times she's really cold and doesn't talk to you, and last night I had to work with her and a guy that is kind of an angry person, talks a lot, doesn't really say too much, and I was trying not to absorb their energy and just focus on my job, and also put light around myself because their energy was very uncomfortable to be around when I had to be near them or whatever, and I wondered if you had any suggestions as to what I can do to diffuse that when that happens.
Well, I think there are two things. What's your first name?
Joan.
Joan, there are two things that I see right away. And this is a hard problem for people because to deal with it, you have to get really conscious at a deep level. And it seems like we're blasting cement sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but I'm here to say, hey, you can do it. And so what it is setting up, first of all, if you had thought about it in advance, it would be setting up like a wall of light between you and them so that, and I like to set it up where it goes right through your body, bring it up through the perineum and send it way up through your body, up through the right out into the great central sun, and then have this sheet of light between you and them. And then actually they'll be lifted. If you can keep going for the light, that means you're actually setting the tone. You're the one who's setting the light environment instead of what they're setting. So I would do something like that, and you have to be almost voracious about doing it, like a really, really feisty about it. And let me see what the other thing is. Oh, the other thing is that when the girl particularly, it's a male and a female, right?
Female.
They're both females?
Oh, no. One's a guy, and he's, you know, the one that talks 1,000 miles a minute to everybody and everything. And the girl is the one that is bipolar. She's friendly one day, and the next day she's kind of wacky and doesn't talk to you.
Well, one of the things that I want to say about her, and this is true for all of us when we're frustrated with somebody, you have some emotional thing that magnetizes hers. So I would call
right.
up, even though you're not as zany as she is right now or whatever, go in there and call it up as if it's true and then feel it in yourself and you'll hate it and then command total release. And that breaks the lock, the magnetic lock between your energy and hers. So instead of reacting against someone's energy, you go with it, you experience it, you get in harmony with it and ask your angels for help as you command total release. And then you run that light again. Up and down. And you'll find in many ways, you'll find that when you do that kind of thing, you end up being somebody who's busy in there with a whole bunch of human interactions instead of what's apparent on the outside. What we're learning to do is not be with the external, but to be with the internal. So go ahead. How does that feel? Are you there?
Oh, yes. You want me to do it now?
No, I just wanted to know how you feel with that answer. Does that feel appropriate?
Oh, with the answer. Right. I do use the light. I do a stream of light from my head to the ground and into the ground that I stand on a crystal and go up before I even go to work. Because, you know, I never know what I'm going to be dealing with. So I do that anyway. I ask the angels to come around me. The only thing I didn't do that you said to do was to command release.
Okay.
And maybe that's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, but yeah, I want to tell you something else, and you may not like me for this, but that's okay. It's that there's an aspect to your energy fields, which I can see right now, which is self-protective and defensive, okay? And the part of that, and we all have a degree of that, but the part of that is it's still magnetic to what she has, you see? So you want to release.
Uh-huh.
We all want to release the defenses. Remember, it's the darker frequencies that prevent our lighter selves. So instead of using a
right.
defense, we use the light. But you got to clear the defense, too. And I look at you, and I feel like that one of the things that is really delightful is taking your breath and doing, you know, we did 30 seconds at the beginning. But if you do, like, 10 minutes of breathing, like, really loud before you go in, your little body is going to be just a buzzing, and your light will be just flying. And you'll find that you're a lot farther ahead by doing that on a regular basis. Do you see what I mean? So it's not very different than what you're doing. It's just addressing a few details.
Mm-hmm. So doing a deep breathing before I start work would probably be a good thing.
It's a very good thing. But you know what I want you to do is, I'm a little researcher, and I love to do it until I feel like I'm just electrical, just buzzing like mad. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
It's fun,
isn't it? It's been a while, though. It's been a while, but yes, I have.
Well, I want you to do that before you go to work and see what happens, because I think you'll offset her magnetism for your defense, you see?
Well, luckily, I don't have to deal with her every day, just, you know, about two or three times a week. But that should really help, you know. I
love your sense of humor. When you laughed like that, I just felt lifted, too. So you really have that.
Well, you know, you have to be light. You know, there's a lot of things going on. But, you know, I think you kind of lifted me, too, when you said you were doing what you did. You know, going, breathing and doing whatever fast. And I thought about that before. I did some kind of a meditation once. With working with my chakras and moving at the same time and doing some breathing from a tape.
Well, I think it's very helpful. But I'm glad that you called in. It was courageous to call in. And we'll go on probably farther. Okay. Thank you very much.
You did a lot of good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, honey. It is really important, isn't it, to remember that so many people right now are losing grounding and security and foundation that they're familiar with. That doesn't mean there isn't a foundation, but what we thought of was security on the planet for many people is shifting right now. So going back into breathing, I think it, just let me take a look at my friend who's, I'm looking at some of the people out there, and there's somebody who has lost his work, his job, and he's really angry, and he's really, really, two things. He's really angry and kind of like primitive, deep down, and up on the higher chakras, he's really insecure and feels like his identity is gone. So there's a deep defense and a deep rage, but outside of that, there's this real insecurity. Like, who am I if I'm not whatever the job was? I think it's a computer job. And I think he had a certain amount of status, which is completely lost now, and finances. So the combination of those reactions, it may be natural, we all understand them, but to get right in there and breathe like mad into the chakras, a really simple thing I was taught years ago is to breathe like into the red chakra, breathe till you can find it red. This might take more than 5 minutes and we're not going to do it on the air, but breathe into that chakra, like even just really stridently until you get it red. And then you move to the belly area and you do it until it gets to be orange. And then all the way up to red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And then you'll notice that your body is absolutely buzzing like mad. And it's at that point that those, the rages, the fears, and all of that really shift around, because a lot of them come from storage. It's in the patterns that are already in the chakras. Now, I was listening to an old Valerie Hunt interview. Valerie Hunt, for those of you who aren't aware of her, is into her 90s and is doing original research on energy, on subtle energy. And she was talking about it at the beginning of the 60s. So she had to get a lot of egg in her face, and she had to get a lot of judgment and so on, because she broke the ice for many, many of those of us who were doing energy work. But she was saying, look, the chakras, you don't change your chakras. The chakras represent what you are. And another book I'm reading is by Dwal Kool, who was also an interviewee a while back and is going to come on again, channeled by Kathleen Kingdon. And he's talking about a lot of our battle is moving our focus out of the external, out of our ego-designed or our earth-plane-designed identities and into essence. And essence is like who you really are, no matter what job or what money you have or what your relationship is. And so whether, and I know the chakras are really kind of an etheric thing, so I'm not sure if anybody's absolutely right on that, but the whole idea that your essence is what you are, and it's what gets cluttered up. And then, as she says, the chakras tell you what the clutter looks like. And then some of the other things you'll read will say that the chakras tell who you are. And so my question to all of us is what level of who we are. So if you go into, meaning is your essence, is it the journey of your soul, is it your soul's damage and pain that's represented in the chakras, or just your childhood, what is ephemeral, what is temporary, what is truly yours? So I'm saying to you, when you lose a lot using huge, and I have friends who are rebirthers too, and they do a really intense series of breaths, which brings up a whole lot of information like old pains, and as Valerie Hunt would have said, what is showing up in the chakras, old pains, old neuroses, old fears, old defenses, insecurities, ways that we've been damaged regarding our identity, ways we want to hide, and so on. And as you breathe, as you do really conscious breathing, you'll find your selfness flips up some of these deeper hidden emotions. And then the more you breathe, the more they can transform, and you'll be left freer and freer of that. And then you enter a new place, which is as Dwal Kool will call it, just the essence of your being. Now, the way my guides and angels teach me, it's as you breathe and breathe and you find these bits and pieces, like with our latest caller, Joan, the bits and pieces of our defense and our fear and our frustration and so on, flip up. Be with those things. Be with them. Recognize them. Say, salute them. Hallelujah, there they are. And then hand them to your angels. Ask your angels to take them. And as I started to say in my spiraling soliloquy here, my guides and angels always show me your soul journey as being this light pumping up, spiraling up through inside of you, and it gets cluttered and can't really express. But what's in that, or it can't express easily sometimes because of what you've experienced. And then as this light comes up, what I see in it is so many of your gifts. The dharma, the purpose with which, the things that you came to express in this lifetime. So as we do our breathing, and we're going back to this fellow that's lost his job and his status and his identity, and he's moving from rage to insecurity to fragility and so on. As he does his breathing, and it can be simply the breathing I was talking about, or it can be a lot fancier, a lot more complex pranayama, we'd want to look all that up. notice that what comes up in him is a lot of rage, a lot of anger, and even some shaking, redness. He might even start sweating and feeling really strange. Looks like his heart palpitates. And then underneath that starts coming up gifts, things about himself that he might not have noticed. Now, this process could take months, like, you know, a few minutes every day for a while, or you can do it for hours at a time. Most of us don't have four hours. I'm going to take your call in 1 minute. But what I'm saying is that it's a way to release the sludge from our system and allow ourselves to greet and be delighted by some of our new gifts that want to drive their way up out of that amazing spiraling selfness. Hey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica. My name's Marilyn.
Hi. Darylin or Marilyn?
Marilyn, yeah.
Hi.
M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I have a difficulty visualizing.
Ah.
And I'm more of an auditory person, and I understand, you know, we're not, you know, not everybody's going to be as great a visualizer as someone else, but I'm wondering if you intuitively can tell if this is related to something that I could work on. I mean, it's not like I don't try, but it just doesn't. And I have, you know, a lot of awareness and understanding, but the visual part just isn't there for me. Like I imagine other people have.
Yeah,
to work really hard to follow along with guided meditations and, you know, so forth.
What's kind of cute? Okay, so your auditory. What kind of work do you do? What's your work?
Well, it's my job is very left brain and engineering technician type work.
Ah.
Which okay. Yeah, it just pays the bills. But my real love is spiritual work.
Good. What I want to say, first of all, I want to say something that I consider to be very amusing, but it has to come up a lot because we all have expectations and definitions that aren't quite right. So I know a lot of intuitives. I'm an intuitive. I'm a psychic. I'm a seer. I smell. I hear and all that. I say I come from the family of clairs. But some of my friends that have been psychics never see a thing, and they're still absolutely amazing psychics. So it's like, which senses do you use? It doesn't really matter. You see what I mean? So like, if you can't visualize, say, the sacred geometric, can you visualize the geometric structures?
Yes, but you know, I'm not very fast at it.
Well, you don't have to be fast.
But I can, but I'm generalizing, saying that it's not my forte, and I wonder if there's, you know, some blockage or some way that I don't know. It's always there whenever I'm doing, you know, meditations or.
Okay, so play with me here for a minute, and everybody who's listening, let's play with this. So let's say we're going to envision. This is just a makeup thing, okay? We're going to visualize a trip to Egypt, okay? And I want you to go inside and do you sense any? Do you sense anything or do you hear anything about Egypt?
Well, yes. Well, you know, I do.
Good. Because that's just as important as visualizing. Because sometimes I just get these sounds and I know what they mean. I don't know why. But you've got a lot of that. Do you know that?
Well, I do. Yeah,
and I think you also, I could be wrong, but it seems like if there isn't color with them, there's some kind of light or intensity with them. Do you know what I mean?
Well, not really, but
Well, let's pretend we're going to visualize Egypt and tell me what comes up in your head.
Yeah, course of pyramids.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so let's envision a place.
Oh, the river. Yeah.
What's that?
And the river.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're seeing it.
Yeah, but see, those are that's easy.
Okay,
I guess I'm sort of contradicting myself, but it does seem like it's harder for me. And I'm in a field where I should be able to. I have to work harder in my job to, because I working with a lot of men, they seem to have the visual left brain thing down really easy. And, I do well. I just feel like I have to work a little harder.
Well, but Marilyn, I want to tease you a little bit because you've got something about sounding in there that gives you more information that somebody else who has sounds in their head wouldn't get. Okay. So you're not kind of agreeing with me, but when I look into your head, your brain, and look into what you perceive, I go, but you have some understanding of maybe space-time. You have something, somebody else might draw a picture. You have a knowing that comes through without
it. I do, and I know exactly what you're saying. It comes to me without having to think.
Exactly, and it's a gift.
And I noticed that a lot of people don't have it, or at least that's how I perceive it. They don't have it, but I just that's how I operate. But that's my normal way. But anyway, I just
but listen to me carefully. It's a gift, Marilyn. You see what I mean? It's special.
It is.
Yeah.
But I can understand that. But also, words just get in the way. It's very difficult to translate unless you're in resonance, unless you're with people who kind of are like that themselves. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes,
the communication aspect of it is difficult.
But there's something about it that is a gift. So I'm just asking, okay, so if you were to accept the fact that it is a gift, okay, then you just say to your higher self, and I do this sort of thing all the time, so I know this works. Just say to your higher self, okay, show me how to work it, okay? Show me how to use it.
I should do that.
Yeah. I need
I'll
to know how to use this. Because I'll tell you something, you have something very special there. And what happens in my head when I'm trying to get into your perception is this really interesting use of the way sound moves into line and shape. I can't explain it because I get visual sound as well, so it's just my way and your way. But you have a depth in there that understands things. Like you could be an architect, I think, the way you perceive that way. Does that make sense?
Well, actually, I did score. That was the profession that I, according to the test you take, I was supposed to excel in.
Yeah, see, because to me, you would have a sense of, now you can make me wrong about this, but I'll bet you if you really tried to, you would find you would be more successful than you thought. But you have something about sound and space in your comprehension of what somebody else would have a picture, and you would have some kind of relationship between sound and space in your head. And I'm going, this is a gift. You just haven't managed to dig through it yet. And when you get through it, first of all, I think your ability to visualize is going to improve, A, but B, this other is going to be a foundational gift in your world that you're going to use, maybe in some kind of art form. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I thank you for your insight, and I'll work on that, and I appreciate everything you said.
But you don't have to work on it, honey. You have to play on it. You have to say to
your
angel.
Yes, I just something about me just, that four-letter word just comes to mind, and even though I'm trying to relax and kind of just go with the current, I still think about it as, applied effort, I guess, is how I still think about developing myself.
You know what? Yeah, do you like your work? Are you going to stay in it?
I do not like it. No, and I'm in the process of expanding my mind and heart about for other things, and I have been for quite some time. but I thought, you know, that I've not something, you know, I just haven't been tweaking it quite right or whatever. I'm patient,
well,
but
know,
I'm losing my patience about now.
Okay,
whatever.
So I'm saying to you that, and, you know, I have to say goodbye, but I'm saying to you that this focus and getting your higher self to work with you on revealing what the gift is going to move you right into a spiritual way of using this. I can't explain what it is because it's all in vision form right now for me, and it doesn't have any grounded thing yet. But there's an opening coming up in your perceptions, and it doesn't have to be visual to be a really strong perception. You might want to study sacred geometrics, and you might want to study sound healing.
Yeah. Well,
or even NLP, which is a way to access the brain patterning and how to, you know, change in your way, huh?
How true.
But
well,
I would say study not because you're not educated, but because you want a breakthrough and you want somebody there to kind of draw some lines for you so it doesn't take as long.
Well, yeah, time-wise, I've taken up a lot of time here, so I should let
well,
you
I like your
Thank
call.
You.
You've really... It's very interesting. Thank you for your call, Marilyn.
Oh, and well, I will say one other thing. I know there has to be other people out there who, you know, there's just, it's an ocean of amazing things to learn and understand, and there have to be people like me who have a harder time focusing on just one thing because everything seems interesting. And so it's a scattering of energies. And so maybe in a future show, I haven't listened to all your shows, admittedly, but maybe the topic of focus could be a, and you probably have talked about that a lot, but
no, I haven't. I'm going to write that down right now, and I will dedicate it to you.
Well, thank you. Okay. Good night, Veronica.
Good night, Dolan. Thank you for your call. I'm writing this down. Okay. And that's actually right, isn't it? Because it all of it is really fascinating. And it seems like, you know, with kids that have ADD, you know, everything's moving so fast and we're all changing and things are breaking apart and we're having to adapt to multidisciplinary existences and we're opening mentally and emotionally and spiritually and it's not a linear process and we're working with the internet. And you're right, Marilyn, because focus, and this is for everybody at home as well, focus is having to change in terms of what it means, doesn't it? We used to be that if you focused and got your degree and then you got married and then your life would be secure. None of that's true. It's like we're all going to, you know, we're all going to have to grow like mad and learn like mad as our society morphs and changes to meet the hopefully evolving times. It's just very, very rapid. I think that would be just an amazing subject, focus. So we have probably time for one more caller. Otherwise, how many of you enjoyed Christian Minson? I enjoyed that. And he was talking. He was trained by, he was on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, if anybody hasn't, or if you didn't know what I was talking about. But he was trained by the Realization Fellowship, which was led by Yogananda. Got me looking at the autobiography of a yogi again after many years. And Yogananda taught so many different breathing styles which are appropriate for his Hindu background. Brahmin, is it Brahmin background? I can't remember the exact designation. But anyway, he said that the breathing would bring us into bliss. The breathing would bring us into self-realization and self-actualization. The breathing would bring us into ecstasy. And he always talked about, and I'm quoting having not read his book for about 40 years, but he did talk a lot about the ocean of consciousness or the ocean of awareness, which Marilyn kind of mentioned the ocean, and that's really appropriate. And we all are in that together. That's where our oneness is, isn't it? Is the brilliant, expansive light of all that is, and that we're all in that. So I really love this topic and this subject. And now, Jackie's show tonight, I think, you know what, I've traveled, so I'm not by my computer, but I believe that Jackie's show is about, more about the forgiveness of God and Goddess, and how many of us carry and how we pass along. And in our consciousness, we share and we carry. And this is going back to a reference to the earlier caller, that we have our defenses and our self-protections, and we share and carry them, and we pass them on and so on. And on Jackie's team is working with us all to step us out of some of these huge and shared subconscious responses that will give us the freedom to achieve ecstasy and appreciation of our deeper beingness. So tune in to that show at 8 o'clock, and that's not very long away from now. And then next week I have Linda Sherman. Oh, my goodness. Linda Sherman is an astrologer, and she's got next week on Paradigm Shifters. And on her show, she's got quite a bent for understanding politics, economics, and astrology. And she has tremendous and invigorating explanations for what's going on right about now as we build up to 2012. She was talking to me over the last couple of days about the configurations in the universe and how a lot of us are being pushed to, the Saturn-Uranus, I don't know if that configuration is over, but it's really been a challenge and has disrupted a lot of kind of patterns. You know, Uranus is kind of the revolutionary effect, and now we're into Pluto and something coming together, which apparently is pushing a lot of beings to feel at a very deep level, perhaps unsafe in the way they're wielding their authority or in the power trips that they're getting away with or whatever. So it's going to set up amongst a lot of people a kind of a defense of what we're doing and maybe a release of what we're doing. And so it's a bit intense and a bit chaotic right now. She's going to talk a lot about that kind of influence and how it's impacting our economic world these days, and who's really got the power, and what is it we can do in order to empower ourselves when what seems to be a really difficult time on the planet feels so threatening. How can we find a center within ourselves to clear, release, and radiate a higher light and find the insight to help us make the steps out of where we've been fear-based and victimized into where can we be creative beings and help the whole planet. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I really love to work with people, and I love it if you'd like a session with me, or if you'd like to write to me and tell me what you thought of this show or Paradigm Shifters, and if you have ideas about who you'd like to hear interviewed on Paradigm Shifters. And it's Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. Remember, there's no H in Entwistle. I love to hear from you. And so I will see you at the top of the hour with Jackie Selvitty and her wonderful team on ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And I thank you all so much for listening. I do feel that pulse and that wave of consciousness we're all participating in, all around the world, listening to Radiance by Design and other shows too, but I honor you for this show. Many blessings, and I'll see you at the top of the hour.